Hi, this is Janet Croshaw from the Valley Table Magazine, here to talk about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. I'm here with the chef owner of Duo Bistro in Kingston, that is Juan Ramiro. Thanks for joining me, Juan.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure.
It's great. So we are so excited to be in the throes of fall Hudson Valley Restaurant Week because the fall is such a delicious time to be in the Hudson Valley.
It definitely is. One of the best parts about the Hudson Valley. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fall is, you know, the major end of the harvest season, and a lot of the best produce and vegetables and meat and fruits are coming in the fall right now. So
yeah. Lots of pumpkins I'm seeing out there.
Yeah, definitely lots of the hard squash, which is some of my favorite stuff. Mm-hmm. The apple growers have had a tough time, unfortunately, but there are still a good amount of apples out there to get and pears, so it's been fun.
I don't know if the quantity has been spotty with the apples, but there's something about this season's apples. They are so amazing. I've had the best Honey Crisps. I had my first Snapdragon for the, you know, ever, you know, last week, and it's like, amazing flavor.
Yeah, they're really neat. I have a backyard apple tree from my neighbor, and they have some strange variety that are little tiny apples, and they're deep bright red in the middle, and I think they're called wire rouge or something like that, which is like an old German variety, and they're super special and really tart and amazing in pies and stuff like that. And we like to go and try to find the oddball things that you can find in the Hudson Valley, which has been a center for apples forever, and try to promote those at the restaurant whenever we can.
So you're raiding your neighbor's apple tree or in the dark of night? Or
Well, this year, unfortunately, their crop was really small. Last year, we had to leave hundreds of pounds probably under this one tree. But this year, you know, I was lucky to get about 10. It was just an off year for it, but it's still fun. So,
well, you're always doing amazing things at the menu. Let's talk a little bit about Duo in case somebody doesn't know where it is. I can't imagine, but you're right there on John Street in Kingston, and it's an adorable, really cozy, homey, like, come and sit in my kitchen and I'm going to serve you some great food environment. So is that what you were after? Because that's my impression.
That is, you know, pretty much what we were after. Comfort was definitely one of our major concerns. We definitely opted to not squeeze as many tables in as we possibly could on the side of making sure that everybody's comfortable where they're sitting. It is a small place, like you said, and of course, if we're full, it does get noisy, but there's definitely plenty of room for people to make noise, which is important. And this time of year, especially when you get a little cold snap like yesterday and last night, you walk through the doors and, you know, it's like walking into your mom's house for the holiday or something where it smells good and people remark on that and it feels warm and inviting. And that's exactly what we like to hear. That's what we're going for.
Yeah. So what kinds of items are we going to find on your Restaurant Week menu?
Well, we at Duo are really trying to make every year, not that we're that old, but, you know, as time goes by, we're trying to make a bigger and bigger push towards becoming a true farm-to-table restaurant, which is very hard in the commercial restaurant industry. It's definitely not easy. But trying to do that as much as I can on the Fall Restaurant Week menu, which is going to be a lot of fun. And I try to be a little creative with it. So, for example, one of the appetizers is a cured coho salmon, which we cure in-house. And coho salmon is a salmon that you can only get on the East Coast seasonally, and fall is the season for it. So I try to pick it up as much as I can, try to feature it as much as I can, and then preserve some so I have some going into the late fall after the season's already over. And then there's a few things which are 100% derived from probably within 50 miles of the restaurant. Another appetizer is the roasted fall squash salad, which we use Sky Farms greens, which is an amazing greens producer out of Millerton, New York, which is my hometown. And everything on that is harvested locally, down to the cheese, the pumpkin seeds, the apples, everything like that.
I see you're putting apple chips, dried apple chips, which I'm sure you're making, you know, from scratch.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to dry apple chips?
Well, apple chips are extremely easy to make. Anybody can make them at home. It is easier if you have a convection oven or an oven that blows hot air around, but you don't need a convection oven. All you do is slice the apples extremely thinly, and don't even worry about coring them because the center of it actually looks pretty nice. And the seeds fall out, which is the part you don't want to eat anyway. And then you just dry them in an oven at about 300 degrees for about 15 minutes. And when they come out, they're going to feel a little leathery still. But as soon as they dry, they get really crisp and they turn into like a chip, like, you know, breaks in your mouth and kind of evaporates into apple flavor, which is really fun.
So. It sounds like something I could even do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. A lot of our food, I mean, we definitely do a lot of technically challenging things just because we like to, because we like to be creative that way. But Duo isn't trying to be like a avant-garde, you know, break new grounds kind of a food place. It's trying to, you know, bring good comfort food that is accessible to just about anybody, which is important for us. You know, we want to do things well and do them right and keep them simple. So,
yeah, like your home-smoked brisket dish that I'm seeing on your Restaurant Week menu.
Yeah, that's been a reoccurring thing. We've had that on the menu now for over a year. We've done it for two restaurant weeks, and we don't intend on taking that off. I found an amazing meat supplier. These guys are Happy Valley Meat Company, and they're from the lower Hudson Valley / Pennsylvania border. And they only source from seven what they call small herd farms. So they're, I believe it's under 30 animals per farm or something like that. And it's kind of a neat operation because I have prices. They show me a price list for whatever I want to buy, but I don't know which farm it's going to be coming from. And there is definitely a difference from farm to farm to farm. And they're so small that, you know, they're not certified organic or anything like that, but they are all responsibly raised and they're very well taken care of, and they have all the information on their website. It's a really neat company, and we like to feature their meat, and, you know, we do a lot of in-house cured meats, smoked meats, preserved things, especially this fall. I mean, we're all about it. Our pickle line is huge, and we make kimchi, and we just try to make sure that we emphasize those things when we can.
Well, I love how you know, like, the story behind every ingredient that's on the menu, you know, which farm it came from, and what you're going to do with it in terms of making your own kimchi. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's an important thing. You know, people, there's a big push towards, you know, conscious eating these days, which is really good. And I think people are starting to realize more and more that it is an accessible way to eat. It doesn't have to be for the elite and the rich and famous. It can be for anybody. And, you know, it's important that they can also realize they can do these things at their home if they want to, if they have the motivation. I was just recently asked to be on a panel for a healthy food lunch program, and we were supposed to judge people's submissions for kids' lunches, which is a big important thing. And one of my constraints when I was looking at the menus or the recipes that I was given was whether or not these are things that people can find and make here, and whether or not my kid would eat it or anybody's kid would eat it, because, you know, everybody's kids are different. So I like to see how parents think creatively with what they have around them and how they can give their child a good food. And, you know, we like to carry that into the restaurant as well, and, you know, try to give people good food, good clean food.
Well, talking about food that will appeal to not only the children, but dessert lovers, tell me about this cider donut sundae. You know, it sounds really incredibly delicious and incredibly rich, but I'm seeing it's not all that unhealthy as a dessert because you've got all that cream and nuts in it, but go ahead.
Well, we started doing a donut line a little while ago. And we do, I would call it seasonal, but only in the fact that when we can't get apple cider, we don't do cider donuts. We only use a couple of small cider farms. Minard Farms is one of them. And the other one, I can't remember off the top of my head, but they're great local cider producers. And everybody loves cider donuts. They're one of those amazing things. And we got given a recipe from a small farm in Vermont that makes really amazing cider donuts. So we wanted to keep them going and feature that on our menu. And since we make our own ice creams and, you know, candy our own nuts and things like that, we said, you know, why not give like a nice hot donut but make it into an ice cream sundae? And it's a very, very popular dish, and it's great. People really like it. You know, it's fun.
I like your thinking. It sounds like a brilliant idea to me. It's like all of your favorite things in one bowl.
Yeah. Some people actually, because we have a very small bar that you can sit at and watch us cook in our open kitchen. And some people really like to, they can watch us go to the freezer, grab the raw donut, drop it in the fryer, and they can see their thing being created right in front of them. You know, not even 10 minutes later, they have a hot donut with awesome ice cream on top of it in front of them. So
that's all part of the appeal of the bistro. Now you keep talking and we keep speaking and you're saying we, us. And of course that is reflected in your name, Duo Bistro. Maybe mm-hmm. we should give a nod to the other half of the duo.
Sure, definitely. Well, I mean, recently that has changed a little bit. We had called the restaurant Duo because there were two chefs involved when we opened. Myself and this other guy, Niels Nielsen, who's been in the area for a long time, and he's a great accomplished cook, and he's got a really good palate. And contrary to most operations where you can really only have one captain of the boat, we managed to work very well together. We actually started working together when our previous businesses were located right next to each other. And I found out that I had a baby on the way, so I said, hey, can I come work for you part-time to make some diaper money? And then that set off our friendship. And we decided that we would like to get out of town and open up in a place that looked like it was going to be, you know, happening. And we found a great location in Uptown Kingston, and we got really lucky, and we got the space at the right time, and created a cute little restaurant. And it's been very successful so far, so much so that Niels is now running our second restaurant, which is known as the Frogmore Tavern. And so the duo technically has split up, but, you know, we are still there in spirit, that's for sure.
That's awesome. And now you can still help each other out because Frogmore is, you know, still in Kingston with you, you know, basically your neighbors.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely bounce things off each other still. We share ideas with each other still. And it's a lot. It's very important for us to be at least, you know, joined genetically, so to speak, if not, you know, back to back like we used to be.
And the other good part of it is now there are two great places to eat in Uptown Kingston. And we're going to be talking with Niels and partner George about Frogmore Tavern in another one of our KZE interviews. So I really hate to have to wrap this up because I love talking with you and really appreciate your participation in Restaurant Week.
No problem. Well, it's been my pleasure. And I hope that I hope more restaurants join in on this. I think it's a really great endeavor. We've had very good success with it the past few times that we've done it. And more importantly, it's also helping, you know, bring great locally made products to the tables and of our diners in the Hudson Valley.
So. It's a great opportunity for people to come out and like taste the great food that you chefs are here to serve. So this has been a conversation with chef owner Juan Romero of Duo Bistro. And just to remind you again that Duo Bistro is at 50 John Street in Kingston. And you can come on out during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week for lunch and dinner to have a great meal and sample some of the food that Juan was just talking about. So come on out.